Hello, everyone, and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of November 6th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inc. content. If you were participating in the official Extra Life Game Day weekend that just passed, hope you had a fantastic time. I want to give a shout out to team members Servotech and Newboy for streaming their efforts as part of the Gamers Inc. team. They played on Saturday and pushed us over our initial goal of $2,000, which is awesome. So we're now sitting just over $2,000, and we've got another Extra Life weekend coming up on November 10th, where Jocelyn will be streaming for Extra Life. So I've kicked up the goal to $3,000. Now, you might be saying, oh, you made the goal. Why would you, kick the goalpost even further? Well, last year, you may remember, we raised almost $4,500, and I think we can do better than $2,000, so I've kicked it up to $3,000. And normally, $2,000 is kind of our bar to aim for, but we always shoot it over the top. So I figured this year we would, get the incentive out there and the visuals to show that we're still looking for donations, bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018. Now, I promised Jocelyn I'd give you guys a quick rundown or a preview of what she's going to be doing this weekend. So on November 10th, I think her plan is to start around noon and go till about midnight. So about 12 hours guaranteed of lovely streaming. Hearthstone is on the docket, so if you want to get in donations in exchange for deck ideas, I think that's what she was thinking of doing. She's also got some WoW stuff planned, Heroes. I'll be jumping in for some time as well to play some games. I hear maybe there's talk of Sea of Thieves, so if you're a fan of Shipwrecks and Shanties, this might be your opportunity to hop back in that game. All in support of Children's Miracle Network hospitals around the world, so donate. Write in what you would like to play. Remember, we have lots of prizes, bit.ly/TGI prizes. And finally, any donation enters you into a draw for Red Dead Redemption 2. Speaking of which, both I and Jocelyn have been playing that, so expect some thoughts on the Gamers Inn this week. Of course, the elephant in the room, BlizzCon, that's where Jocelyn was last weekend, and we'll be talking about what was announced, what was not announced, and why the internet may or may not be upset. It's a week, so the internet is upset about something, and we're probably going to talk about it, because it's gaming-related. I have something to bring to the show as well. I played a board game, not a board game, more of a card game. So I was away at a bachelor party, and it was a very geeky bachelor party. So I'm probably going to talk about some games we played and some campaigns we ran and some Dungeons & Dragons we played. We had an awesome setup where one of our campaigns was supported by a model of a castle. So it was four floors, and the way it was really cool is that when you play Dungeons and Dragons, it's all in your head, right? But you still have minifigs and you kind of try to position them in a way to represent what's going on in the game. So in this case, there were four levels of the castle, and you could have the whole party separated in these floors and still understand where you are, where your friends are. And it was just really, really neat representation. Never really played anything like that before, so we had a lot of fun. But the game I'm going to talk about on Gamers Inn specifically is called Two Rooms and a Boom, which is a party game, basically just a deck of cards with specific rules of deception, I guess, where there are two teams. There's the president, and then there's a terrorist, and then there's a bunch of supporting cards where there's... It's really hard to explain. We had to play it a couple times to get it, but basically there are three rounds. There's a negotiator in each room, or they call them the leader, and you get dealt your card, and you can keep it secret or you can share it depending on your tactics and what card you got. But so, for example, if you get the president card, the goal is to not be in the same room as the terrorist. So you have to kind of play the room a bit to determine if somebody else in the room is the terrorist and try to get out of that room by being on the side of the leader. And there's just a whole bunch of layers to the game, and it supports up to like 40 people. We only had 10, but we still had a lot of fun with it. So I'll talk a bit about that. It's got a crazy rule set. It's super scalable too. So yeah, it'll be fun to talk about. As for Summoner's Call, still waiting for Book 3 news, but they did announce a new Fae channel, which will be premiering tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Pacific. So I'll be checking that out, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it on Summoner's Call this weekend. There's talk that it might be specifically about the new banner coming on Friday, or it could just be the fact that, hey, Book 3 is coming. We're still mid-month, so it'd be interesting to see, a major update get released not at the beginning or end of a month, but we technically don't, I don't think we've gotten our November update, so maybe it's just late. So we'll figure that out probably in a day. So look forward to that. Upcoming events, of course, Extra Life. We're going to talk about it still. Talk about, you know, you can donate. Go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018. You can share the link. You can watch it. So you can check Jocelyn out, twitch.tv/JossPlays. She'll be streaming this Saturday. Expect some Hearthstone, some WoW, some Heroes, Dead by Daylight. And if you want to play with her, you can just go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018. Donate, and there are a bunch of reward tiers for free games and draws and all that fun stuff, man. It's been such a fun year so far for Extra Life, so I really do appreciate everybody who has donated. Other than that, this is still no man's land, as Red Dead Redemption 2 just came out, so the only release I have this week is Overkill's The Walking Dead on PC, which releases on November 6th, so today. Have not seen reviews for it. Did not look spectacular, so that's coming from a true zombie fan too. So we'll see. Well, I'll check. I'll look into it. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.